Welcome to Walk in the Spirit, an expository teaching of God's Word. Walk in the Spirit is the audio outreach ministry of Pocatello Baptist Church. It is our prayer and desire that with the help of this message, we all will learn to walk in the Spirit.
My beloved brethren, you know, when the Lord Jesus Christ ascended up to heaven, before he did that, he charged his disciples by saying, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." We call this the Great Commission. And it was given to the church. It was given not only to the whole church, the body of Christ, but to a local church like Pocatello Baptist Church. And it was given to you, it was given to me as an individual, making it as our main work. You know, there's a lot of going on in churches today, but we tend to forget that the main work of the church is this Great Commission. And it has never changed. It will continue to be that way. It will never change to be the main work of the church. The command has never been changed. You know, the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ to be with the church has never changed. And I think it is important to bring it to our attention once in a while, like this morning, to be reminded of the importance of our task. Never think for a moment that to be a believer in Christ is less important than what the world is doing. We have a great and important task to do. We should be reminded over and over again to remind us, you know, to remind us that the work that we are doing is important to the world, and it is the only hope the world has. And to capture the freshness of its time. And again, I hope we are not tired of it, listening to this Great Commission. I hope we get to the point of being so used to it that we lose the wonder and we lose the power as a church. And because of that, we don't want to go forward and we don't want to do the Great Commission anymore. And we must continue proclaiming it. You know, across the street or around the world, this is our Great Commission. This is not my Great Commission as a missionary. It's not a great missionary, great commission of Brother Brian or some pastor. This is the Great Commission of everyone who believes in Christ and who is baptized in the local church. This is your Great Commission. This morning, I would like to bring to you or submit to you just three things. Three things about the Great Commission that has never changed. Three things that are still the mainstays of the Great Commission. The call, the gospel, and the church. Just three things. For a few moments, I would like to speak on this. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our God and our Heavenly Father, we want you to be with us this morning. And Lord, as a human being, I cannot do this without your help. So Lord, I pray that you will speak to me first and then speak through me to these people. And when we go out of this place, may we have a strong decision that we will do more about the Great Commission. So help us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just three things today. First, the call to salvation is still for all nations. This is one of the mainstays of the Great Commission. The call to salvation is still for all nations. Look at verse 12 and 13 in Romans chapter 10. The Bible says in verse 12 and 13, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whoever or whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The call to salvation is still for all nations. It did not stop at one nation at one point in time. The call to salvation has never changed. It's still for Americans. It's still for Filipinos. It's still for Mexicans and still for all nations. The Bible says, the Lord Jesus Christ said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. That means make disciples from all these nations. And then he charged his disciples, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the world. Again, the world is mentioned there. All nations is emphasized there. In this chapter, Paul was also explaining the unbelief of Israel. Look at verse 1. He says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. That is a strong desire. People have desire, but I believe that the best desire that we can have this morning is for people to get saved. Loved ones, unsaved loved ones, unsaved friends, unsaved workmates, and unsaved neighbors, and unsaved world. This should be our strong desire. But it is sad to say, in verse 2, he says that, I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. All the world establishing its own righteousness. They have their own religion, but not according to the knowledge of God. So here the Apostle Paul was explaining the condition of Israel, that they have rejected. They have rejected the Lord Jesus as their Messiah. They have rejected the gospel. So because of that, the door was open to the Gentiles. The salvation message includes the Gentiles, not only to the Jews, but also to the Greeks. The Greeks were Gentiles. You know, today the world's population is over 7 billion. I hope you know that. And about 3 billion have never heard the gospel even once. A shocking fact, but it is true. While we think that missionaries are going around the world, while we think that churches are all over America and around the world, it is very shocking to know that about 3 billion people have never heard the gospel even once. You know, I was reading about the 1040 window, and this is a missionary phrase. It is called 1040 window because when you look at the world map from 10 degrees north latitude stretching to the 40 degrees north latitude, you know, it stretches from North Africa, Middle East, and Asia. This Asia is called the 1040 window. You know, this is where the least evangelized countries are, the unreached people groups and cities, the dominance of three religious blocks, Islam, Hinduism, and Buddhism, the majority of the world's poor, and the strongholds of Satan. The harvest truly is plenteous, and the laborers are few. We must pray that the Lord will call and send laborers. And I believe with all my heart, as we pray for laborers, I believe that in this church, Pocatello Baptist Church, God may be calling some laborers. And if we are praying for some laborers, you must be willing, you must be ready to be the answer to that prayer. I can remember my pastor. My pastor used to be an outstanding businessman in Manila. But he was praying that somebody would go to Tarlac, his province, like 3 hours' drive from Manila. He was praying and praying that somebody would start a church there. But you know, he was praying and he knew that he was the answer to this prayer. So he gave up his career and went to Tarlac City. And then for all these years, God has blessed Tarlac Church, Tarlac Independent Baptist Church. And about 200 churches have been started from that church alone. And we have a Bible school, and young people are surrendering their lives just because a young person by the name of Emmanuel Kizon that started that church surrendered his life, and now there is no telling what God has been doing through that ministry. Let us be willing to be the answer to our prayers. And maybe some of these young people are your answers to your prayers. Pray that laborers will be sent to the mission field. You know, after about 2,000 years of the Lord Jesus giving the Great Commission to reach the worlds for the gospel, billions of people are still unreached. And this is a fact. This is not a story to tell, but this is a fact. You know, my friend, when we were talking about this, my friend Milo Tomas offered an answer to this. He said, more people are being born than people dying. He said, birth rate is faster than the death rate. Well, I said to him, that is probably right. However, More people are born and dying without hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ even once in their lifetime. And we should be aware of that. I'm not here to be like self-righteous guy. But while we are sitting in this, auditorium, in those pews, knowing that we are saved, knowing the promise of eternal life, people are still dying without ever hearing the gospel even once. My friends, I believe that we have an obligation to the world. Like the Apostle Paul accepting his obligation, he said, I am a debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. My friends, the gospel message is not exclusive to one race, to one color, people, or specific part of the world only. The call to salvation is for all nations. Let me show you what's happening in your country as a foreign, national. America itself is a mission field now. I thank God for America because it brought the gospel to many nations, including my country. But America has become a great opportunity to reach the nations. How is that, Brother Freddy? It has become a multicultural country where almost every nation on the face of the earth is represented because all nations want to come to America. And because of that, Asians, Africans, and Europeans are residing, and more people on the face of the earth are still coming to America. And you know that? It must bring it to our attention. Someone must go to these nations. And you don't have to cross the oceans to do world missions, because right here in your country, the mission field has come to America. You don't have to go to the mission field because the mission field has come to America. Did you know that more and more American missionaries are coming home? Because they have trained the nationals to do the work. And I believe with all my heart that we should join these missionaries coming home and reaching the nations, because you go to big cities like Los Angeles or New York, streets upon streets, and next street will be Koreans, Japanese, and Chinese, and Iranians, and Arabic people are there. America is a big mission field. And these young people, if God calls you to the mission field, you don't have to take the plane, you don't have to take the ship to cross the oceans, because right there in the heart of New York City is the whole nations, is the whole planet of Earth, planet Earth, presented among these nations. America is a big mission field, my friends. You are here in a big mission field, and someone must go to these nations. The call to salvation is for every individual in every nation. It has never changed. It will continue to be that way. Number two, mainstay of the Great Commission, the gospel. The preaching of the gospel is still the only means for people to be saved. I would like to emphasize that. The preaching of the gospel is still the only means for people to be saved. Never think for a moment there is another way for people to get saved. No person can be saved without hearing the gospel. Look at verse 14 now. The Bible says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? There's that hearing and that believing and that calling and that the saving of the Lord Jesus Christ. A person can be saved by calling. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And when you call, the Lord Jesus Christ will hear your prayer and he will save you. I can remember when I was 14 years old, that was the first time I heard the gospel. I was saved, my wife was saved, in a church that was started by an American missionary. And I was very Catholic. I was even contemplating on becoming a priest. Seriously, I was contemplating on becoming a Catholic priest. If I were a Catholic priest today, Marisa would not have me. But I thank God that he saved me. That's a joke. You should laugh, But there's this guy who started a church, Baptist church, right next to our place. This is our house, and right next door was a church. And while the missionary was preaching, I can remember that I was throwing rocks and I was throwing, you know, firecrackers. You know, Christmas season and New Year's season in the Philippines, we play a lot of firecrackers. And I was throwing firecrackers and boom, boom, boom. And the American missionary would stop preaching and then he would go out and find me and ask me, who did that? Boom, boom, boom. And I would say, I don't know. But, you know, I was holding the firecrackers in my hand and the lighter in my hand, you know. I was lying. But, you know, he had great compassion. And one night I was invited to be there. And, you know, all the things that were injected in me as a young boy, as a Catholic, you know, they were all erased. Because I knew then that the only way to salvation is by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross of Calvary. And from what he did from the grave, raising from the dead. You know, there was a pretentious TV preacher in the Philippines. His name is Eli Soriano. Brother, you know him, Eli Soriano. He said this, people will be judged according to their respective religion. You know, I was shocked because he was supposed to be a television evangelist preaching the true gospel. But he said, people will be judged according to their respective religion. If I understood him right, he was saying, if a Muslim did not follow the Quran, he will not be saved. And if a Buddhist adheres and practices the teachings of Buddha faithfully, then he will go to Nirvana or some kind of paradise. The Hindus and all people with their own belief will be saved if they will only be faithful even without trusting the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. My friend, if this is true, if that guy was right in his preaching, then what we are doing right now is useless. Isn't it? There is no need to send missionaries like Ferdy Cunanan and Marisa to Manila. There is no need of that. Let us just leave the world alone because they have different and valid ways of being saved. To each his own. Like for example, you know, if an LDS will be faithful to the teachings of their church and cult, there is no need to cross the street and reach to these friends of ours who believes in Mormonism. But my friends, we know that there is only one way. The Bible says, how can they believe except they hear? Hear what? Hear the preaching of the cross. Hear that we have a Savior who came and died and rose again to give us victory, to give us life, because he himself is the author of life. He claims to be the only way. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through me. And the Apostle Paul said in one of his letters, the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. And may I say, the preaching of the cross is the only, it's the only way, it's the only power of God unto salvation. Why do you spend so much money in missions, brother? Brethren, Pocatello Baptist Church, why do you spend so much effort on world missions when you could spend it on yourselves? Consider that. Because within your heart, whether conscious or unconscious, within your heart, you believe that what you have is the only message that is to be proclaimed that leads to the salvation of anyone who hears and believes. And what do we have? We have the gospel. You know, we are the earthen vessels and we have that treasure in these earthen vessels. And we thank God that one day the gospel, you know, you heard the gospel and now we should be the ambassadors for this great commission. As I speak today, I can remember my friend Gutlai, Ronald Gutlai. You know, Gutlai has been in Thailand for 14 years. But he said, when we were talking, after 3 years of door knocking, evangelistic meetings, after 3 years, he got his first Thai convert. After 3 years, brother, only one Thai got saved. I can remember Jay, another young man who is in the southern part of Thailand. He said to me, Brother Ferdy, after 2 years, I got my first baptism. I'm glad that there's baptism here almost every month, maybe. And in the Philippines, we have a lot of baptisms. But there in Thailand, 2 years of teaching the gospel. One, baptism. I can remember now, Emeline Cantos, a registered nurse in Manila. She left her career. She went to a seminary training, 4 years training in Manila. And then God called her to China. And then she took another 4 years of language school. And then going into remote villages of inland China. And listen to this. After 8 years, she's got her first convert just recently. Why do they invest so much time and effort? Have you considered that? Why not just to go back to Manila and have this a lot of converts? Why stay in Thailand? Why stay in inland just to wait for their first convert after so many years? Do you know why? Because I believe these dedicated Christians believe that the only way a person can be saved is through the preaching of the gospel. There is no other way. Whether in Thailand, inland China, Mexico, in Pocatello, and all around the world, there is no other way. We thank God that what the world needs and what the world needs for hope is ours. And not only ours to keep, but ours to spread out, to spread, to give away. And this is the gospel. And then last, the third mainstay of the Great Commission, the local church. The local church is still the institution that is authorized to send missionaries. I belong to a mission board. Thank God for mission boards. Thank God for clearing houses. Thank God for church organizations. But I still believe that that institution that was given the authority and the only institution in position to send out missionaries is the church, is Pocatello Baptist Church and local churches like your church. The Bible says in verse 15, "And how shall they preach except they be sent?" Did you notice that? How can they preach except they be sent? The church was given the authority to send out preachers and missionaries. Through the church, though the church has not been faithful fulfilling the task given her, the Lord Jesus has not taken back from the church its authority. It is us, the church, that has the authority still in doing the job. Now, if you are a believer in Christ and a member of this church, you are a missionary in your own capacity. Everyone can be a part in fulfilling a great commission. Some of you, maybe God is calling you, a couple here, a young couple here. You know, God has been touching your heart. And every time you hear the Great Commission and every annual missions conference that you have, God has been dealing with you, but you have not said yes. You have not trusted God to provide for your needs. But maybe at one point, you can say, "Yes, God, we are giving ourselves to the Great Commission," and you can go. You know, some can go, but not everyone can go. Some may stay praying and giving to this great cause of preaching people for Christ across your street or around the world. My point is, everyone should be a missionary in his own capacity. Wherever you are, in a workplace, you can be a missionary. In your family, you can be a missionary. That's your Jerusalem. And my friends, we should not sleep. We should be, you know, awakened to this great call of Great Commission, because this is our call. In Acts chapter 13, do you remember? The Holy Spirit called Paul and Barnabas. The Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul." And then the church prayed for them, and the church sent them out. No other institution that has been given this position to send out missionaries. Let me share you what is happening in the Philippines now. You know, we thank God for America, as I said before. Because of America, we have the gospel. You know, the American missionaries, although most of them have left us already, but they have taught us properly. We have Bible schools now. We train our own people. National training nationals. And Filipino churches are reaching out to Asian nations now. In our church alone, we would like to follow this direction. I'm not saying that Graceway Baptist Church is the only church doing this, reaching the Asians now. There are several churches in the Philippines that are doing now, but we would like to follow this direction, because our vision is to send out men and women to the Southeast Asian nations, 10 nations with 3 major religions. And the population of these 10 nations is about 610 million in population. And as I was saying in the presentation of those pictures, Philippines is the only Christian nation. Americans have brought the Filipinos the gospel in the past, but I believe that it is our time to reach Asian nations. Why am I telling this to you? Because we need help to do this. And I'm not embarrassed to ask help. You know, the Philippines is thriving economically slowly, but, you know, while that is happening, we still need your help. The Bible says, how can they preach except they be sent? You know, I don't want to make a pretext from this verse 15, but I do know that missionaries need partners to go to the mission field. And the Apostle Paul was only looking for the channel of blessing here. He said, how can they preach except they be sent? That's why the Apostle Paul was supported by, you know, local churches in the New Testament times. The Philippian Christians, you know, sent once and again, you know, on a regular basis support to the Apostle Paul. And, you know, people, you know, in the book of Acts, you will see there that churches have been helping the missionary journey of the Apostle Paul. Let me tell you this, my friends, you have been our faithful partners. And we thank God for you people. Thank you for supporting us for more than 10 years, 14 years to be exact. And I'm not embarrassed to say we need you to continue helping us so that we can now go beyond our country. The ministry we have is also your ministry. And the rewards are yours as well. Please believe that, because we don't take that everything we have, we don't take that everything ours. Because without your help, we cannot continue going on for this ministry. Hudson Taylor, you know Hudson Taylor, great missionary. Hudson Taylor, he had young missionaries to inland China in the last century. And these missionaries were telling the story of Jesus to a Chinese man. And the man asked, after listening to this goodness of somebody, you know, coming and saving them, the man asked, when did this happen, this goodness that you're telling me? The missionary replied, over 1,800 years ago. And the man said, the Chinese man said, 1,800 years ago? Why did it take you so long to get here? He said, what of all my ancestors who have perished in the meantime? My friends, the same argument or question is valid today. As we speak here today, people in the world are dying without Christ. And while missionaries are on deputation for several years, I was in the missions conference 2 months ago, and I was talking to a young couple. They said that they were already 7 years on deputation and never made it to their mission field because churches, you know, less churches would want to be involved in Great Commission. 7 years. And while that is happening, while missionaries are on deputation and more missionaries are coming from the mission field, the unreached billions still need to hear the gospel. Can I offer myself again and my wife and my family? Continue to send us. We will continue going. And maybe 7 years from now, if the Lord will not come back, maybe I can show you pictures of Thailand and Thai people, Buddhist people being converted. Just pray for us. And in closing, I have a few requests. Pray for us. Please continue to pray for us. For open doors and opportunities. You know, the blessing in the Philippines is, you know, we have a government that permits or allows preachers to go in public schools and preach the gospel. God is still in the public schools in the Philippines. And the government has licensed preachers to conduct value formations among cops and soldiers and government employees. We don't know, you know, how long will this be, but you pray for us that more and more opportunities will be opened up to us. And then pray for us that the Word of God may have a free course, unhindered. And then, this is important, pray for us that we will be worthy of your help to be accountable. Hebrews 13:18, the author of that book said, in all things to live honestly. I would like you to know that every dollar that you send in the mission field is being used for the Great Commission. And thank God, because we can go on as a family to live decently because of your help. And then, second request, pray for your church. Pray for Pocatello Baptist Church. Pray for individuals in this church to seek and obey the Holy Spirit in their individual lives. Now, if you know that you are being called to the mission field and you have not said yes, you have been ignoring it, go. That's my prayer. You go. And then if you are not being called to the mission field, you are here staying in this church, you know, serve the Lord in this church. Be faithful to your church. Find something to do in your church. You know, I'm glad that we have young people here. I remember our young people back home. They play guitar, piano, and trumpet, and all that. And these are your hopes. And pray for these young people, that they will continue serving God. Pray that their hearts will be in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that the world will not steal their hearts. Because when you have young people, you have hope in Pocatello Baptist Church. Be faithful stewards of God's resources. Be faithful in your promises, in your mission giving, and your tithes and offerings and all that. And then, we must continue the most important work in all the world. You know, I'm thinking, who am I to be included in that great commission? What a privilege to be invited by the Lord Jesus Christ to join Him in the greatest work of all. And He has been doing this since time immemorial. You know, even when we were not here, the Lord Jesus Christ had been saving people. And just to think, when we enter into that scene of that great commission, what a privilege to be invited to join Him. For me, this is the greatest work on the face of the planet Earth. We must continue the most important work in all the world. Each one can do his part to get the great commission to the world. Maybe an unsaved loved one. Maybe a neighbor across the street. Maybe a friend in your workplace. Or around the world, we can be partners and everyone can be a missionary.
Thank you for studying God's Word with us on Walk in the Spirit. To hear more of this or other portions of Scripture, please visit www.PocatelloBaptistChurch.com or you can write us at 190 West Chapel Road, Pocatello, Idaho, 83201. If you live in or are visiting Southeast Idaho, we would like you to join us here at Pocatello Baptist Church for any of our services. Our service times begin with Sunday school at 9 a.m., Sunday worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening study at 5 p.m. We have a midweek study and prayer services for both adults and youth on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Child care is available for all of our services. For more information or directions, please call us at 208-237-4915. Until next time, God bless you as you walk in the Spirit.